Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James Vine, the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We got a lot of fun things to get into. We're going to talk about some schedule realignment going on here in a couple minutes. We'll get into the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. Our nicknames going extinct, we will discuss.
Oh, no.
Got the kitchens open coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Beth Habhacker will be joining us with that and plenty more entertainment news, all kinds of fun things. It's live radio. Who knows what can happen? We also, of course, kick things off the way we do every day with our good friend Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Happy dreary Monday. How was your weekend?
Dreary. A lot of rain. Not a lot of sun.
Yeah.
How was yours?
Oh, it was interesting trying to drive back from, you know, family down south yesterday, and the wind was just blowing me all over the highway and the heavy downpours and, you know, the semi-trucks splashing it back up at you. So it was an eventful trip back home, and the winds are not stopping today either.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's looking that way. We're already getting hit by quite a bit.
Yeah, they're gusting up to about 40 miles per hour, and they're going to be pulling out of the north as we go through the day. So it's going to keep our highs only to the upper 40s, maybe scraping the low 50s this afternoon. It's got patchy fog out there. There's mist. I've got drizzle going on. Even some flurries are flying further north. Don't worry. You won't get any of those. But it's happening. It is still happening across the state. Very, very cold up north. So the upper 40s. Take it with a grain of salt. We're going to warm up tomorrow to the mid-60s. We're going to hit 70 degrees on Wednesday. We're going to hold that for Thursday, and we've got a beautiful, sunny weekend ahead. So, yes, we've got a bunch of rain chances this week. I'll keep you updated, but just keep your eyes out for Wednesday and the weekend with a ton of sunshine.
Yeah. Hey,
just, all right.
You know, we got our head down, try to get through the work week anyway during the week. It might as well.
Exactly.
Get it out of your system now, Mother Nature, and we'll be ready for you this weekend. Appreciate
you. I agree with you.
You have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
And I did want to mention, I should have mentioned real quick with Brittany joining us. We talked about it last week, too. She will be joining us to kick off our show at our new hours and everything. Mm-hmm. So more on that in a moment. Well, let's just get into it. What am I doing? Let's dive right into it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So we got some realignment going on here at WFHR. By now, most of you have heard about it, and I know you have because you were emailing me all weekend.
Great.
We are not going anywhere. Our morning show is still here. We are just going to be 9 to 11. I can understand the confusion.
Yeah.
A number of the promotions that Civic Media has put out there has not included WFHR and what's happening here. So what are people to think? And so we're here to clear the air.
Yeah.
We will be here 9 to 11. We're looking forward to it. And it's going to be the same show that you've always liked. I will say that since we are starting a little later, I don't know how much you guys have ever looked into this because you have lives and brains. But the later network TV, the later you start, the more you can get away with the FCC rule wise and everything. So I'm wondering if we're starting a little bit later, if we can get away with more. I'm going to look into it.
Be careful, but let's see what we can do.
So that is what will be taking place with our morning show here. We're also excited because we're going to be busy over on the Sunrise show coming up soon. We're going to be extending our morning show over there, Seth.
Yes, we are. Starting in a couple of weeks, we're going to be expanding it 1 hour from 7 to 9. Now, right now, James, of course, is handling 7 to 8. Now it's going to 7 to 9. So we're going to be adding a little more time there, more time for your requests, everyone. Get those ready. We love to play those. James gets a kick out of it, and so do we. We all love it. We love requests because we get to hear from you.
Your morning jukebox.
That's a good way of putting it.
So I love being able to do that.
We want to do more of that and a couple other things too that we'll add to. But for the most part, it's going to be the show that we've been doing, putting like lots of music, and we'll jump in here and there and do our blabbing, and then you know get on with the music kind of thing.
I think with some
important
of the
important information.
Okay,
yes, not blabbing.
Yes, there you go.
I think again with some of the announcements and some of the things that have been going on and everything. There's also been some confusion about what's going to happen to Midday Magazine. That's been a staple on this network for a very long time, and it's mm-hmm. something that we know how much the audience appreciates, our guests do, and the information that we're able to get out there with that show. We've been looking at the numbers for a while now, and the number of people that end up that listen to the show and that download the show is streaming and mm-hmm. is online. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be rebranding Midday Magazine to the Rapids Report, mm-hmm. and it'll be streaming. It'll be exclusively online. It'll be available every day at a certain time, just like it always has been.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we're still hopeful to be able to play it on the airwaves here even after that, but mm-hmm. we'll figure that part out as we go along here. And we understand the importance of the show and the mm-hmm. concern of the show, and I want to thank people for that.
Absolutely.
I hope it didn't come across like I was angry or anything about those emails. We want you to reach out to us with
yeah.
your questions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we understand that it's confusing. What I appreciate so much is every one of our listeners also understand while they've been through a lot of these changes, our staff has as well.
Mm-hmm.
And our staff is going through quite a bit too. And I'm not asking for anybody to be empathetic. We all know we're all adults and signed up for what we did. But you guys get that this is also difficult for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't something we asked for, to be honest.
Right.
You know,
we got to roll with it right now.
But mm-hmm. this is the thing. And it's almost, it would be a detriment if we didn't care so much about the work that we put out there. Everything that gets thrown our way, what do? We knock it out the park.
That's right.
We will continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to that. One other thing, and I set myself up there on that one, knocking it out the park, Playmakers. Will be moving.
Mm-hmm.
For those that did not hear, there was a gigantic trade that happened a couple weeks ago. I understand with the NFL draft in town, maybe not everybody heard about it,
right.
But WIRI has traded for WFHR's Playmakers.
Woo!
Hey, hey.
It involves a couple of draft picks, a player to be named later, me. we'll get into the details later, but what we're excited about is starting this Wednesday, mm-hmm. we will be premiering on WIRI.
Yes.
105.5, and we'll be from 4 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And all these shows, the same, just in different places and in different times mm-hmm. or different availability.
Yeah, exactly.
You're still going to get that the best news in the area from Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're still going to be hearing me with my bad jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these things.
I want to miss the bad jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
He worked so hard on them.
But we appreciate you all adapting with us and rolling with us with these things. A gigantic thank you to our sponsors out there and mm-hmm. everybody hanging with us on this.
Yeah.
And want to go forward with this one in a positive light.
Yes, sure. I agree.
We are here. Local radio matters. Mm-hmm. We are still making sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to continue to. We've got a big mm-hmm. birthday coming up in November. We're going to be here to celebrate it.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be at the WBAs to celebrate those too. So those are coming up. And do I bring up all these changes and bring up the WBAs immediately afterwards? Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, I do.
Yes, indeed.
Because we are representing there more than most other radio stations in the state.
Yeah.
And we did last year, and we're doing it again this year.
Yes, definitely in civic media. Once again, we had the most finalists of any other station in the Civic Media Network. So, you know, we're a little, we'll take
and
that.
And they even bumped us up to a bigger market this year.
They did. Yeah.
Because last year we were in a small market. This year we're considered a medium market.
We are.
I'm really not sure how that works, but okay.
I don't know either.
Because I don't think our population increased a whole lot.
We're just so good. They had to put us in a bigger
category.
They
miscounted the first time. They miscounted. They miscounted.
We're very excited about that, too.
Yes, we are very excited.
Very. And with that, we're going to be able to have a lot of fun with it, too.
Yeah.
Looking forward to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got an interesting place to start, gang. And I wanted to go a different direction, and I wanted to go positive.
Okay.
So I think I've got a fun one here for us. And I just came across it through the Good News Network. I actually sent you guys the link, but it was late in the day, so I don't blame you if you missed it. And I'm just going to kind of paraphrase a lot of this, because I want to encourage you out there to read about it. Because I was 40-some years old when I learned about something that everybody seems to know about. Go to goodnewsnetwork.org. You can find the article that I'm going to refer to, and that is a man cultivates a giant mango tree with each branch growing a different variety of fruit, and there are 300 different branches.
Wow.
Huh?
So this gentleman, this remarkable man, has produced a tree that has 300 different varieties of mango. It is a world-renowned horticultural accomplishment that won its grower important civilization honors and international attention. Kamila Khan from India's town of Mahalidid has been cultivating mango varieties since the 1950s. Now age 84, his son manages most of the orchard, and the old man mostly gets to enjoy the fruits of his labor, family, and of course the credit of the creation.
I mean, yeah.
The creation is something that seems totally impossible, a tree from which each branch grows a different variety of mango. India has more mango varieties than any other nation, thanks to centuries of doing things like this. So he was a school dropout and began experimenting with grafting in 1957. Finding the healthiest and most deeply rooted tree in the family orchard, Khan then began grafting branches on other mango varieties. Grafting.
It's a cool thing. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Again, 40 some years old when I first learned of this.
Amazing.
I have never heard of this before. Grafting is often used in fruit cultivation and involves attaching the branch taken from one tree into the base of the trunk or rootstock or another. Over time, the branch fuses with the rootstock and begins to grow as normal. What?
They blow in his mind. With apple trees.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I didn't know much about this either. That's really impressive.
That's just incredible. And then to do this, and 350 different mango varieties are produced from this one tree.
Man, that's amazing.
It's just really, really cool.
It's a remarkable story,
It's just really cool.
Wow.
I don't care if people, James was 48 and he didn't know about grafting. Yes. Yes,
that's
okay. I wholeheartedly own this.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's cool.
Yeah.
There's so much about our world that we get to learn about every day. I'm glad you got to learn about that.
That's very cool, yeah.
And 300 types of mangoes. Holy cow.
That's amazing.
That's a lot of dedication.
It is.
Yeah, just, I watched a little bit of The Americas again this weekend, and some of the things that, like, so there is a lemon shark that grows in the Caribbean, that is born in the Caribbeans.
Right.
And once it's born, it goes off on its own.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really have any interaction with its parents anymore. And you know, you see this, and it's out on its own and all this, and it has to learn to hunt on its own.
Mm.
And it is struggling with this. So what scientists have found is these lemon sharks actually make friends, and older lemon sharks that are in these areas will teach them and help them learn how to do this.
Really?
Yeah. So just some of the things that nature is capable of doing and lemon sharks, they don't need parents, but apparently they need friends.
They still need community to make it. Yeah.
Don't want you, mom and dad. I'm going to go find someone else to teach me.
I'm going to hang with some better people.
That's something like
that. Wow. Strange.
We still need community too, and that's why we need all of you. Please do us a favor as well, everybody, and promote these changes in these things that are happening here with our station.
Yep.
We'll get through and do this together, like we have for 80 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club and some news about El Cafe going on tonight.
Ooh.
All that coming up on the mornings.
I just want to celebrate another day.
It's time to do some celebrating, everybody, with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you tomorrow to head on over there. Be back open tomorrow for you, everybody, at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Hope they had a great Easter, a great weekend.
Yeah.
Looks like they did.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, while they are not open, you know, their normal hours today, they do have something going on, though.
They do.
Be sure to join our great friends at El Cafe and the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce tonight from 5 to 7 for their networking at night with
us. Yes, exactly.
Networking with the Heart of Wisconsin. They have a lot of fun with these events, a lot of fellowship and communication and connections made. And
a little food, too. Yeah.
Especially raffles. If you haven't had a chance to get over to El Cafe, this is a perfect opportunity to get on over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Talk with the gang over there, see all the different cool things that they are doing, along with all the impact they are making on their community.
Yes, 100%.
And also a full tour of the place. You can see their large back room where they can accommodate bigger parties.
Yeah, they're the community room. Yes, so cool.
Check it out today, 5 to 7 over at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards, networking with the Heart of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy, everybody.
Enjoy.
And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. You can email us. You can also call on up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right. 715-424-2600.
Looking forward to hanging out with you, everybody. Go ahead and give us a call. Let's dive right into the birthdays. We just got one name on the list today, so we can put the spotlight on Bill Walters.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. We appreciate you, and we appreciate whoever got us this birthday.
Yeah, qualified by default. I love it.
Yes. The best way to qualify. Enjoy the day, Bill. I hope it's a good one for
you.
So I really want to know who brought this in, and I want to know if he goes at all by William Walters.
Oh,
that is a strong name.
That's a good name.
Bill Walters is strong.
It's good.
William Walters. Yeah. I like that.
Starting with Bill or William, it's just one of those names that just great sounds, you know, good stuff.
Really good name. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list. Robbie Amell is 37. Nathan in the Uploaded series. He's Firestorm in The Flash. His brother, Robbie's also the younger cousin of Stephen Amell.
Oh, okay.
Who was Arrow and all that.
Right.
Tony Romo is 45 today, retired Dallas Cowboys quarterback and current analyst.
He's only 45?
Yeah.
I thought he was older than that. Wow. Seems like he's been retired forever.
Yeah. I would never have guessed he's 45.
No, not at all.
I would easily think he is much older than that. I think one of the greatest actors in the world, and I mentioned the other day, a top five performance of all time he's given. James McAvoy is 46 today.
Nice.
He was Lord Asriel in His Dark Materials. Of course, Professor X in the X-Men series. Bill in It, Chapter 2. But what I mentioned the other week was his performance in Split. Just one of the greatest performances I've ever seen of any actor and ever will. An incredible actor. And I would think that if there was a Olympics for acting, he would be England's representative, I would think. Like he would.
That's some stiff competition from England. Yeah. They get some great actors.
He'd be up there. And at 46, only getting stronger and better as an actor. Rob Riggle is 55. SNL and Daily Show alum. Also was in The Hangover and in 21 Jump Street. A number of different things. But as good as Rob Riggle was on The Daily Show and does a great job emceeing things and stuff, the greatest work that he has done, I'm sure that he would tell you, is serving our country. Appreciate that.
He was a Marine. That's right. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Man, is he funny, though. Oh, my gosh, is he funny.
He's got...
He can lift one eyebrow. I'm jealous.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's very good at that.
Yeah, he's got the... when he does the whole open mouth surprise smile at you, it's the best. It's one of the best. He's great.
He's great.
I love Nicole Sullivan. She is 55 today. She was in King of Queens. She was the dog walker or whatever in there. She got a big break on Mad TV.
Okay.
She's been in a bunch of other things, too, but she's really good. I like her. She's good. Let's see here. Robert Smith is 66 from The Cure. I just wanted to celebrate Mr. Robert Smith because there's a lot of us out there that were very moved by The Cure and really appreciated the work that was done by The Cure at the time. There wasn't a lot of emo. Wasn't a lot of moody. Well, I'm going to my room. I'm going to go listen to The Cure. Robert Smith's amazing.
They were the basically the founders of emo. Actually, if you need a starting point for that, it was the Cure. By the way, they released an album after like 17 years last year, and it is amazing.
It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. It might be their last one, but that's all right. It was really good.
Great songwriter, great great creator, and all that. But one of the things I love the most about Robert Smith is very self-deprecating. They did the Robert Smith hotline, like for the state or whatever. Like, call up and talk to Robert Smith. He's good. He's very good.
Still putting on the makeup too. He's still doing the whole thing.
The wonderful Andy McDowell is 67.
Cool. Oh man, she's great.
May not know her name, but you know her. Not only with that great acting and smile and hair, Groundhog Day, Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yep.
There was a while there where she was. I mean, if you needed that that co-lead actress, she was the go-to.
Yep.
She was for a while, and for a good reason.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Really,
actor.
Really a lot in the 90s.
Yes.
For sure, yeah. She was all over the place,
Unlike a lot of actresses, I don't know that we ever really got to see her full range. what she could completely
do. She got typecast a little bit. Yeah.
There's so many times, especially her comedically, where it would have been loved. I would have loved to have seen her like get a chance to do a punchline or a joke or something like that. Her Groundhog Days, Bill Murray's obviously fantastic in it. It's not as good without her. It would not be as good without her. Yep. She's very likable and believable and just a good actress. Brutus the Barber Beefcake is 68. WWF superstar of the 80s.
With his comically large shears. Yes.
Yes. Melissa, Brutus, if he beat you in a match, he would cut your hair.
Oh.
He would actually cut their hair off.
Wow.
This, of course, never really happened that much unless it was a bad. It didn't happen to Hogan or somebody like that. You know? Well, they were partners, kind of, so he wouldn't have done it to him anyway. True. But it was never done to any like actual legitimate wrestlers. It was always just a bit. But man, every time he went down to the ring and he faced like, you know, somebody with big hair or something, I'm like, oh, what if he wins? He didn't.
No.
Tony Danza is 74. Tony on Taxi, Who's the Boss, The Tony Danza Show.
Yeah.
74? Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Josh Groban's dad, Tony Sr., on the Netflix show The Good Cop and stuff.
Yeah, that was on for a few seasons. Yeah, he did a good job in that. Mm. More a serious turn for Tony.
Tony didn't have a moment. Tony had years.
Yeah. Like,
he had a stretch there, man. Yeah, going back to Taxi.
Boy, I tell you what, there was a TV version of 12 Angry Men back from the 90s, and it was updated, of course, but the cast they had for it included Tony Danza. They were all really good, including him in that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'd check that one out.
Yeah, that was a good one. Iggy Pop is 78.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
His abs are 42.
Yeah, still in great shape too. Yes, no doubt. And still performing without a shirt, but still performing. That's the thing really stretches stands
out. It's amazing considering the stuff he put his body through.
The Passenger is one of my all time favorite songs.
Good song. Mm.
And then some people no longer with us: Queen Elizabeth II, born on this day in 1926, and Charles Grobin, born on this day in 1935.
Mm.
Great actor.
Yes. I like Charles Grobin. He was good.
A lot of what I was saying about Andy McDowell is similar to Charles Grobin in some ways, as far as like the male lead to the big lead actress or something.
He usually played a sad sack or something like that, but he was so good at it. Yeah.
Really was. And one more time, I want to wish everybody out there a happy birthday or anniversary. Whatever you were celebrating, we wish you a great one. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can continue to celebrate with you. Email us info@WFHR.com or, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages or call up or text us through the Civic Media app. We greatly appreciate you doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure to make plans tonight to head on over to El Cafe for networking with the Heart of Wisconsin from 5 to 7 tonight. We're going to have some appetizers, some raffles. It's open to members and free to attend. Head on over there tonight from 5 to 7 for networking with the Heart of Wisconsin, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
Yes, indeed.
Taking a time out, we'll be back with more show coming up. Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings with WFHR on your radio dial. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Going to get into some fun in a little bit, talking about nicknames. Get into that in a moment. Our nickname's gone. We'll be talking about that.
No,
what we're really getting into. But this one became a story over the last couple of weeks, and actually became more of a story after the event was over, it feels like, which is weird to me. Katy Perry, Gail King, Lauren Sanchez went to space this past week, then got, of course, ridiculed for it by some. Right. I also saw some people like Neil deGrasse Tyson and other people coming out and talking about how you can go ahead and look at this, and this, but focus on this and, you know, some of that. So I think other people were doing similar things.
Mm-hmm.
Most Americans in a new poll. But the big question that came of this was, would you go if you had the money? Because most Americans in a new poll said no. They wouldn't go to space even if money was no object. Only around a third of us would do it. 31% said yes. 55% said no way. And 14% said maybe.
Mm.
People who wouldn't go think it's either too risky or too bad for the environment, or they're just not interested.
Wow.
Some of us are more willing to go than others, though, especially men and young people. 39% of men would go up compared to 23% of women, and half of people in their 20s said yes compared to just 19% of seniors.
Huh.
Whether you go or not, most agree a flight like the Blue Origin one this past week does not make you an astronaut.
Because they just go into low orbit, right?
Right. Right. Yeah, it's right. The lowest you can go, I think, can be mm-hmm. considered in outer space.
Only 10% of Americans think that that makes you an astronaut. That's way too high. That's way too high.
Is. Yeah, we're this is apples and oranges, basically, what we're talking about here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the same thing.
I don't know. I feel like this is almost out of my wheelhouse because, you know, whether we're talking about how much money it is or how what it does to our environment or what is the point? You know,
What's the end game?
What's the point of this? Like, I get why we went to the moon. I get that. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I even understand the idea of wanting to go to another planet or researching and looking for other planets. Mm-hmm. The idea, this is the equivalent of, I'm going to go for a Sunday drive.
Yes.
I'm going to go for a drive. I'm just going to, you know, I got nowhere to be. I got nothing going on. I'm just going to go up and come back. I'm going to go out, come right back.
Maybe take a picture. Yeah.
I'm not going to accomplish one single thing.
Right.
Nothing has been accomplished with this. Man, woman, child, dog, all that is great in everything. But
monkey,
thank you, Melissa. Gosh, I'm getting in trouble with the monkey. I'm going to get canceled by the monkey crowd now.
They're going to be coming after you, man.
I'm so close. it's just, what is the point? What is the end game other than promoting a bunch of celebrities getting more attention and Katy Perry being able to release her track list because her tour is just dive bombing? Like, what is the point other than I didn't think this could happen, but I lost any respect. I lost a little respect for, you know, certain people through this. Not talking about this event. I mean, just in general.
Yes.
You know, I thought that what William Shatner had to say after his, I not only thought it was really profound and really interesting, but I also thought, okay, well, hopefully this ends this. Because Shatner went up there and everybody was throwing microphones in his face. How was it? It was sad. He felt very lonely. He didn't really enjoy it. He didn't really like it. He said he had never felt more detached from human beings.
That should tell you something right there. Right. Yeah.
I'm not looking for, I don't need more of that in my life. We got enough of that in society. We got enough of that in mm-hmm. life. I'm genuinely asking what we're doing here more so than just like, you know, barking. Because I would love to have some, well, actually we're doing it for these reasons and because we're hoping to be able to make this a much deeper trip. So we do these to experiment and see how much gas we need for this or, you know, any of that stuff. I would love to hear any of that.
Right.
Nothing. I've heard none of that. All I've heard is we're rich and we want to go up there.
Yep. Because we can, basically. Yeah.
What about what's going on down here? Yeah. What if you spent some of that money around, and especially to these business people, and I'm sorry, Melissa, just let me wrap this up real quick, because if I'm a Richard Branson, if I'm Elon, many of these people or whatever that are doing this stuff, I got businesses. And every one of those businesses hurts every time I do something like this. That's not my opinion. That's the stock market. Mm-hmm. That's the stocks that'll tell you that. So imagine if you took that money and instead said, you know what? I'm going to feed half the country, the world. Instead, imagine how your business stock would look after that. Like, this is just ridiculous on a number of levels, and it's not good business. Mm-hmm. It's not smart business. More and more, the people who are at the top in the faces of these brands and these companies look like they are just a mouthpiece, and nobody can figure out how they got there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not out of intelligence or charisma or any of these things.
Nope.
It's just wild to me.
So the only reason I would want to go and do that is if I could skydive all the way back down.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Whoa. Talk about adrenaline rush. So 100% pure adrenaline.
I don't really have any interest in bungee jumping or anything like that. But this and what Melissa just said, I'll go right after you, Mel. I'll go right after you.
You need one heck of a suit. That's all I'm going to say in order to get through all that.
How long of a bungee cord do you got?
Oh, gosh. No. No, no more bungee cord jumping. I've done that once and that was enough. Okay. No, thank you.
Wow.
I'm impressed you did it once.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I'm not
really interested. And there was so much spinning. At the end.
Yeah.
I just spun and spun and spun. It was really bad.
Other than a six-year-old, who likes to be spun? You know, like, who really enjoys that?
At some point, it gets old. Yeah, when you're older, it's like, no.
No,
the room spins enough for me. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to hear from you out there, 715-424-2600. Touch or two-way in the Civic Media app. Would you do this? Would you? They're offering you a free ticket.
Would you skydive from space?
Yes, that too. That'll be the...
That's the follow-up, yeah.
Question one, question two. There we go. We would love to hear from you guys and hear what you think about that one. Mm-hmm.
Low Earth orbit, sorry, not space.
Right.
There you go. Let's be truthful here.
So if you get too far out, you're not coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
By falling.
You skydive, you'll just go float off into space.
Yeah.
We saw that movie.
Yep. Exactly. what I'm curious about is what everyday people are thinking. I feel like all I hear about this subject is celebrities or talking heads that want to get 2 seconds of which is there's a lot of. I will say Chuck and I have been talking, of course, a lot recently, and certainly with a lot of the things going on in the movements happening here at our stations. And I'm not going to say his name for one in part. To give him any more attention, but also because I don't know exactly who he is, so I might get his name wrong.
Oh,
but there is somebody locally in the central Wisconsin area here who apparently came out with an article and was taking a quote unquote victory lap with some of these changes that are going on here with Civic Media.
Huh?
And this person basically is just looking for clicks. They're not a real journalist. They're a coward. They didn't. I did my homework on this, everybody. Oh, I'm not just throwing these verbs out there or anything. This person didn't try to reach out to any of our staff or anybody here or anything like that. They didn't do any actually digging. They just wanted to go ahead and hear, me. Just a little bit of attention. Yeah. One, that isn't real journalism. We've got enough of that in our politics, let alone in journalism these days. But also, who takes you're in the same medium. That's like taking a victory lap, somebody in your team getting hurt. Like we're all anybody doing radio. You don't hear me talking trash about other radio stations.
No,
I'm not looking to take down another radio station. I'll compete with them. I want to beat them in the ratings. Mm-hmm. I want to beat the daylights out of them in the ratings. But I don't want any other radio stations gone. This is our medium. This is our home. This is what we do. Like, who's rooting against that? You understand that. A rising tide raises all boats. Mm-hmm. Like it just shows what it's about, you and not the listeners, not the audience, which is if you're not doing this job for that, get out. If you're not in this for the audience, get out.
Yeah.
We don't need you. We got
and
enough
healthy
people.
Competition is good.
That's, yeah, it is. Yes. Competition is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the person in the article is completely wrong. Like, we are still here.
Yeah,
we are still
going
doing
anywhere.
Local radio and everything. So,
actually, we've expanded.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes. So
whether it is, going to space or some of these other things, I feel like we really have to all do a better, not do a better job. We all have to be aware of the idea of, is this actual information or is this person looking for clicks? And do I want to give them those?
Yeah, that's a good
point.
Do
I want to encourage that behavior?
Right. And we know how tempting it is. That's why they do it. Ooh, look at this. And then you read the story. It's like, big nothing burger, basically. Mm-hmm.
I admit, way back in the early internet days, I would go down some rabbit holes. I would go down some rabbit holes.
Yeah,
it's not hard.
No. Then you learn critical thinking. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then you're like, wait a minute. I don't have to do that. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Tim Joe, that's not a real name. Who wrote this article? What kind of fake name is that anyway?
That's not a name.
Tim Joe, that's not a real name. We will take a time out. We'll come back. We'll do some celebrating with nicknames. I want to celebrate nicknames when we come back.
All right.
Because apparently they're going away.
Oh, no.
Your dad's going to call in.
I know. I have not even talked to him about this yet. I'm afraid to. Got more coming up of the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get into nicknames here in a second. But real quickly wrapping up what I was getting into earlier. And I apologize, everybody. Sometimes I improv here and spit things out. I don't want anybody to think I am afraid of mentioning who I was talking about. I was talking about Chris Conley. He's a coward. Conley the coward is what I call him. So I'm not afraid of anything or anybody. I don't really want to give him any more clicks or anything like that either.
Yeah.
It's a dance you got to walk nowadays.
You do. Yeah. you do.
Got to be careful about that.
Don't want to give him too much space.
But he can look me up anytime, and I'd love to have a conversation with him.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
Especially on air. I'd like to actually see if he can, what he'd do on air.
That'd be interesting.
Have you noticed nicknames aren't as common anymore? A writer for Wall Street Journal claims they're going extinct.
Okay.
So he has five kids aged 6 to 18, and none of them have been given nicknames by their friends. He has none of their he says none of their friends seem to have one either. He claims all types of nicknames are in decline. Everything from junior to calling yourself your buddy from Dallas Tex. And he thinks it's sad because nicknames are almost always a positive thing or a sign of affection.
Right, right, true. Mostly.
Maybe. Well, you know, Conley the Coward, I don't think that's really affectionate. So sometimes
or like
they
stinky?
Are.
Yeah, or, right.
Yes, yes. But also, I see what he's saying there, too, to a degree.
Right.
He says even initials like AJ or JD seems less common, partially because parents take their kids' names more seriously than they used to.
Huh. Okay.
His youngest kid has a few friends named William, and none of them go by Bill or Billy. Obviously, nicknames will never fully go extinct. Plenty of athletes and radio hosts still have nicknames.
That's going to keep nicknames alive.
Yeah, that's going to do it. Yep.
But he thinks silly ones among friends are less common because we're more worried about offending people.
What?
Years ago, you might have called your heavyset friend Tiny as a joke, but you might be more worried about calling the attention to their weight now. As far as a red-haired people and not being called red anymore.
Mm.
I've heard that one as well.
Right.
So I can see where they're going with this article to a degree.
Yeah.
However.
I've got an opinion here, okay? So he takes notice. Well, my five children don't have nicknames. Well, that must mean there's a broader cultural phenomenon happening. And you know what? It's because people are woke. Basically, that's what it sounds like he's saying here.
So everything
about... he got a lot of assumptions there.
Everything about anything to do with, quote, woke is about balance. Is about representation.
Right.
Is about evening the playing field.
Yeah.
Melissa?
Empathy.
Yeah. Yes.
It's another part of it.
There's nothing about it of like giving an advantage to or taking a grant advantage of or any of these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I see something like this and I see people looking to make connections that aren't there, again, we come back to wanting clicks and wanting attention and some of that.
Right.
Now, I can guarantee the nicknames will never go away in one because of my father.
he alone will keep them alive.
My father alone could keep that industry. If it was a stock, I would guarantee buy it, because my dad can keep it alive. But one thing I want to push back on, and I think of a lot of certain stand-up comedians nowadays that can't tell a joke without offending somebody or making fun of something or something like that.
Mm.
Now, there's a skill to that. There's an ability to do that where you show a relatability.
Mm-hmm.
That is, hey, we're not that different. We may have this different, but we're actually not that different. They can really be strong comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the comedians that are saying, oh, I'm pushing against the wokeism, and I'm telling jokes that are racy and dangerous or whatever. And you're not a comedian. You're an arsenist. You're just trying to start fires.
Right, right.
Like, you tell a joke without doing that?
Right.
Because every great comedian in history isn't just a one-trick pony.
No.
Like, and this is nothing against him and his legacy, but you're essentially Gallagher. You're a prop comic. Your prop is hate. Your prop is division.
And to be honest, it's lazy.
It's incredibly lazy.
It's lazy.
So I'm thinking the same thing with articles like this and journalism like this.
Oh, yeah.
And man, if I had never said journalism more loosely. But this idea, and again, this is the Wall Street Journal. This ain't the New York Post.
Right.
Like, this is what's going on with journalism and our major markets and our major newspapers and all of that and everything. For one, that this means news. Like, this isn't even news. What's the Wall Street Journal reporting on here?
Seriously,
there's quite a few things going on in the Wall Street Journal. Journal, there would actually be some really good reporting. Yeah. Like in the building, just turn around and talk to somebody and interview them. Maybe that actually would be much more interesting than this. But it's also just not really true. I work with young people all the time. I have been for over 11 years. And every single one of them has a nickname or a name for each other. They're not your typical nicknames. Right. There's some of them I can't say on the air, but they've got this down. Do you notice that anytime somebody's talking about wokeism or we're too much this or we're too much that, on either side of things, it's always an older person. The younger people got this down. They're all right. This is not an issue. They've got this okay. So the whole whining and complaining that he's doing about this dying or anything like that, if he actually talked to a young person... And not just one he's related to. You notice he didn't talk to his kids.
No.
There's nothing in the article. I read the whole article. There's nothing in the article about him talking to his kids or anything like that. Like, he's just doing all this from what he's picking up and what he's seeing.
Right, right. Like, and then making
and the
broad
other question
things.
Too is, does he have nicknames for his kids? Because if he's just saying that his kids' friends don't have nicknames for them, well, that's not always where nicknames come from.
That's true. That's
very true.
So
I have a, she's my dental hygienist and I love her to pieces and we see each other twice a year and we always catch up and we, you know, there's so much to talk about. But early on when she had her first baby, and she told me the name that they were planning. I'm like, well, how are you going to, you know, what's the nickname from that? She's like, why do I need a nickname? It's her name. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. I mean, it is. You could never really shorten that name. But, you know, I think you, because that was a big thing when I was a kid. And when I was thinking about what I wanted to name my baby someday and what, you know, nicknames would be good or bad. You know, like, well, I don't want to go with that because that would be a really bad nickname. So you kind of thought about those things. But, yeah, nicknames aren't always something that are good. I have some names that I was called growing up where people thought they were being cute and funny and actually was hurtful.
There's
so,
that point
pointing
too,
out,
right?
Pointing out somebody's, like, what they might not like about themselves and pointing that out to them as a nickname that you think is cute, that's not nice.
I feel like it's a lot to do about nothing.
It is. I think it is, too. Well, and Melissa, you know, I'm thinking also, too, about, you know, different groups calling people different things, okay? My parents had a nickname or two for me that no one else used. Our youngest has a nickname at school that we never use at all. He's called AJ because that's his initials. At school, he's called AJ, but we never have called him that. So that's, you know, he had certain groups he's known as... You know, AJ and others, he's not. So, yeah.
There's a pretty famous former football player, Jake Plummer. And I just over the weekend heard an interview with him and everything, and he was talking about it, and they're talking to him, and, hey, Jake the Snake, that nickname, where'd it come from and all this? And he's talking, he's like, well, actually, my name's Jason. But he went to a small school, and there was already like four Jasons in the school. So the teacher was like, hey, do you go by anything else? He's like, Jake. So since grade school, he's been going by Jake, with his real name
is
Jake.
So that is his nickname.
Yeah. So there's nicknames like that, too.
Yeah,
too, that
just exactly. Are, you know, they just, why do they call you that? Yeah, right. Well, here you go.
In a funny way, James is kind of a nickname in my family because everybody goes by Jim. All the other Jameses go by Jim.
Yeah, right.
And so for a while, they called me Jimmy and realized how irritated I was by that. And I wouldn't turn around and respond to it. So they finally listened to me and called me James.
Right, exactly. Oh,
would that work? Can I do that with my family?
Well, I was 37 when it finally worked, Melissa. It took a while. It took
I'm 43, so I don't think it's going to work.
Just wanted to get one more thing in there about this, because I love this quote. We give those we love nicknames because love requires a word that belongs to us alone.
Aww.
Frederick Bachman.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think there are good ways to talk to, or talk about and look at and look into nicknames. I don't think that article was it.
No, yeah, that was not it.
And that's, I think, all it surface. Might be a conversation worth having, but not like that.
Yes, and I agree with you.
Yes.
I do think that it's a conversation worth having. But yeah, yeah, no, that couldn't have been done more poorly, I think, that one. Wanted to touch on a couple of events that are going on this weekend, and we'll get to more of the events going on this weekend in our when we wrap up our show and everything. Mm-hmm. But it is a busy weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
Join the Central Wisconsin's 8th Annual Campaign for Underwear and Socks with the Bobby Socks event happening this Thursday, 5 to 8 at in Marshfield with American Legion Post 54.
I got here fast.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, yeah. Live music, vendors, cash bar, auction table, 50-50 raffle. This is a great event doing some amazing work. Mm-hmm. If you have questions, give our friend Kathy a call at 715-897-6571. 897-6571. Kathy's awesome. Mm-hmm. And they're doing some awesome work with this event.
They are.
And if you want to hear about it, you can go back onto our podcast, some Midday Magazine, and the conversation that James had with Kathy about the event.
Yep.
She's a lot of fun.
Lots of great information.
Doing some great work with this one. Join us for the Central Wisconsin's 8th Annual Campaign for Underwear and Socks, Bobby Socks event, this Thursday, 5 to 8, over at 2100 South Maple Avenue in Marshfield, right at the American Legion Post 54.
Nice.
Also going on this weekend is the 20th anniversary run, the Rapids 5K Run Walk.
Woo! Woo! Wait, how many times have they done this now?
This
20th
is the 20th
anniversary? 20th. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
This, of course, is to support child abuse prevention. A great event, great cause. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to be a part of it, everybody. It'll begin 9 a.m. over in Seth and Beth's stomping grounds.
Yeah, just right next door. Yeah. That's where it starts, yep.
You can find out more by going to their Facebook page. Just type in your search bar, Run the Rapids. Should be able to find it. Also got a great website that you can register for. Or you can give our good friend Matt a call, 715-422-0914, 422-0914. Going to be a great event.
Yes.
It's going to be a really good one.
It's always a good one.
There's a bunch of great stuff going on this weekend, and including all with all that is our great friends at the Historic Point Boss have their campfire cooking workshop. Pioneer Cooking 101. 364 Wakely Road in beautiful Nakusa. Going to be going on from 9 to 4 this Saturday. Basic fire building, cast iron cooking, primitive and open hearth cooking. Another great event. And if you want to sign up or learn more about it, give them a call, 715-459-1722, or email them historicpointboss.com gmail.com, or go to their website, historicpointboss.com. Mm-hmm. Help them keep history alive over there, everybody. And think about, you know, volunteering and stuff.
See the new development. They've been making progress on getting that Saratoga Hall set up.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be back with the Kitchens Open coming up on Mornings at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.